time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today, I've got Samantha Stofgren in from the Manti La Salle Forest. We're going to talk about, you know what, it's apparently a big deal right now. I was a little concerned talking about it so early, but Christmas tree permits from the Forest Service and how important it is to get them, what it takes to get them, and where you can get a tree from if you get them from the Forest Service. Samantha, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, and hide the pitchforks. I know it's a little early. We haven't hit Halloween yet, but people are excited to get these permits.
So. Right. People, you know, sometimes some people get upset when you start jumping holidays and Christmas before Halloween and all those things. But you know what? I look at it this way. The stores have got Christmas stuff out.
Right.
Let's talk Christmas trees and Christmas tree permits. Now, how much is it to get a Christmas tree permit?
It is $10 per tree.
$10 a tree. And when someone comes to get a Christmas tree permit, there's something very important that they need to realize when they buy a Christmas tree permit from the Forest Service, and that is?
Correct. So these permits are good for the Manti La Salle National Forest lands. This does not mean that you can go out onto BLM public lands and cut a tree there. That is a separate Christmas tree permit.
Right. So, you know, if you've been eyeballing, like we were talking before, if you've been eyeballing a neighbor's tree thinking that it'd make a good Christmas tree, you can't go buy a forest permit from the Forest Service and cut down their Christmas tree.
No.
That's not legal. Now, to let people know, do you guys have maps and things that you hand out when they get their permits?
So this year is similar to last year. Our Christmas tree permits are being sold online.
Okay.
And so when you go online, there are maps available on recreation.gov, which is where you purchase the permit. We also have maps available on our forest website. And then if you're local here in Price, we have maps outside of our supervisor's office available for free for you to take.
Now, when they purchase their Christmas tree permit, what areas does it kind of cover as far as the Manti La Salle Forest is concerned?
So the Manti La Salle is located in multiple counties. You're looking at San Juan, San Pete, Emery, Utah, Grand, Carbon County, and Sevier counties. All have the Utah portion of the Manti La Salle Forest on it.
So, and I think it's important to note that where you list those counties, it doesn't mean that the whole county is in that area.
Correct. It just means that there's federal lands within that county that are part of the Manti La Salle.
I guess one of the questions that I have is, why is it so important to get a Christmas tree permit?
So any forest product being removed from the forest has to have a permit, whether it's rocks, seeds, poles, or Christmas trees in this case, there's got to be a permit attached. But cutting down a Christmas tree on the forest also helps improve forest health. The permit system helps to thin densely populated stands of small diameter trees, which helps improve conditions within the forest, and removing these trees allow other trees to grow larger in open areas that provide forage for wildlife.
So I guess where you were saying, you know, you guys started so early with them and selling the Christmas tree permits, is there a cap or a limit to how many tree permits you guys can sell?
There is no cap or limit. I know that differs from years in the past, but there is not a cap on Christmas tree permit sales. So there's no risk of anybody not getting a Christmas tree permit if they want one.
Okay. And is there a cutoff deadline?
Nope.
Okay. So nope. It's pretty open-ended.
Yep. It's open now, and you can go get it up until Christmas Eve, if that's what you want, or Christmas Day.
All right. So if you're in the mood for a real tree this year, get down, or go online, sorry.
Yes.
Recreation.gov.
Yep.
And you can get your Christmas tree permits now. They're $10.
Yes. And so when you go to recreation.gov, it's going to tell you everything you need to know. So there's a few limitations when you're trying to pick out your tree. Your tree can be 20 feet maximum in height. Your stump height has to be 12 inches maximum and 5 inches maximum in diameter. And so if there's snow on the ground, obviously remove the snow from around the stump so you have a clear picture of what's going on. And make sure you're not cutting down your Christmas tree on private land, in wilderness areas, designated campgrounds, or existing tree plantations. We've had issues with folks going into our campgrounds and cutting down, you know, what they consider the perfect tree. But what happens then is next summer, there's no shade for our campers. And so there's bigger repercussions or ramifications when folks go into these areas where they're not supposed to go. And we also ask that you do not cut trees down within 100 feet of roads, streams, or reservoirs, or within 500 feet of a campground, picnic area, or ranger station.
So just know where you're at, where you're going, and you know what? It's a lot of fun. A lot of people enjoy doing it and going out and getting their own Christmas tree. So, but just know what you can and cannot do. That's the most important part.
And be safe.
Most definitely be safe. All right. If anybody has questions, can they go on the website? Can they get a hold of you guys down at the office and talk about it? Or
yep. You can call any of our district ranger offices or the supervisor office here in Price if you have questions. Recreation.gov has all the information on what not to do, what to do, where to find your tree, and how to have a safe camping trip. And our Manti LaSalle National Forest website has all of the information as well as links to recreation.gov where you can purchase your permit.
All right, so get out there if you're wanting to go find a Christmas tree, or if you're wanting to wait a little bit, that's fine. You know, get out there, find your tree, be safe doing it, and just follow the rules that they set out, and everybody will be all right.
Have fun out there, and I hope you find the perfect tree. You might have to walk a little bit, kick around some snow, but it is out there.
Right, right. They're not just going to be off the side of the road.
No.
Even more importantly, that's why it goes back to, you know, don't cut a tree up against the road.
Yep. Let's just highlight real quick also, I know it's kind of a common area, but Christmas tree cutting is prohibited in Straight Canyon on Highway 29 and Huntington Canyon on Highway 31, which if you reference the Christmas tree maps available on recreation.gov and our forest website, that is highlighted there as well.
Okay. So once again, just be safe, be careful getting out there, but go find the perfect Christmas tree. Samantha, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me and happy tree hunting.
Happy, happy. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.